This episode is brought to you by Auto Trader. Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, if you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. New, used, electric, and one day, maybe even flying cars. See a car? Find it on Auto Trader. Visit autotrader.com to learn more.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Linz.
Sorry about that. I was still talking to Dr. Klepper.
Yeah, but real quick, just before you go then, all of us here at 710 ESPN are wishing you a very safe and happy 4th of July weekend. Tomorrow, the 9 o'clock hour, tomorrow the 9-hour LA Sports Mega Block has the holiday off, so you can hear play-by-play of Phillies Cubs starting at 10:30 a.m., and then, I love a little morning baseball. That's fantastic. And then LAFC battles the Galaxy from the Rose Bowl. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock. That's a big one, El Tráfico. Then we'll be back Friday with live and local shows all day long. I'm going to be in the house Friday. You're
me
working
too.
With me, right?
Let's go.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July from LA's Mega Sports Station, 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Lynn. Sorry.
All right. So we were talking about this, I think it was last week or maybe earlier this week, Shohei Ohtani and whether or not he will participate in the Home Run Derby. And guess what, Dodgers fans?
Nope.
You can breathe a sigh of relief because he's decided not to. He said, I'm in the middle of my rehab progression, so it's not going to look like I'll be participating. He wants to focus on being 100% for the Dodgers and maybe, hopefully, possibly some world where he can pitch in the postseason.
Well, I just want him to be healthy and ready to roll and also be in the lineup on Saturday when I go to Dodger Stadium.
You're going? I think I'm going tonight.
I'm going to go Saturday.
It's bobblehead night tonight. I think I might go.
No, Saturday's like the perfect day. Because it's a Fox game. So it's
4
like
o'clock.
4:15.
Oh, yeah.
It's like perfect. Take the kids.
Yeah.
It's late enough. Once we're done, we can just like, you know, everybody go home, shower, get to bed. Like, you know, kids get to bed. Like, it's perfect to me as like a parent. So I just want him to play Saturday. How about that?
And I agree with him not participating in the Home Run Derby. Normally I'd be the guy like, oh, you got to do it. I want to see it. But he's still recovering from a major surgery.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many bombs you're trying to hit, you're going to exert yourself a certain way. I'm okay with him not doing it. I know Dylan Hernandez in the LA Times today said, oh, cancel it because Ohtani's on it. Calm down, Dylan. I know what you're doing. You're acting like me. You're acting like me, basically.
Yeah.
But no, it's you're not fully healthy. Don't do anything that can risk anything.
Right. For sure.
And let him play Saturday for you.
Exactly. I actually also, I'm curious to see on the other team, I love Jackson Churio. He was the second best prospect in baseball coming into the season. He's been really good. What's the kid's name in Baltimore who was the number one prospect?
Gunnar Henderson,
right.
Just got named to the All-Star.
No. Not Gunnar Henderson. They had another kid whose father played for the Cardinals.
Oh, Jackson Holliday.
Holliday, yes. Yeah. Holliday's kid was the number one prospect. So Churio's the number two prospect, so another reason to go. Obviously you go for the Dodgers, but I always like watching the other team too and seeing a couple of guys. Like last year, I got to see Ellie De La Cruz play in the game where he had like a triple, he had a double, he stole two bases. Like he was so much fun to watch. So I think baseball allows you to do that. You know, obviously you're rooting for your team, but you can also marvel at the other guy in a big way.
Did you watch the Dodger game last night?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. The walk-off. I'm driving home. I don't know where I was at.
I caught the end of the Aces Fever game.
Yeah.
That's what I was watching.
Yeah, where I was driving. I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. But yeah, I'm listening to it, and it was they're down. Oh, actually, I had a dinner with our good friend Danny Hernandez, QB guru. And I was driving home, and I hear Steven Nelson say, oh, the Dodgers are down to their last strike when Freddie was up, and they stay alive. They stay alive, alive in the walk-off. It just sounded really cool on radio. Something about baseball on radio sounds right.
It still works in a big way. There's
and
no
shout
doubt.
Out to Steven Nelson doing an excellent job on TV and radio. Chapman alumni.
Yeah, there you go. So let's get to the Lakers.
Please.
So let me start with the newsy stuff, and then I'll get to them trying to thread a needle, okay? Which I think is something that they're trying to do that's really difficult. Very few, if any, teams actually pull it off. But I love the J.J. Redick staff hires today. Scott Brooks and Nate McMillan, two former head coaches, two guys who also played in the NBA as players, and they had, you know, different levels of success. Scott Brooks coached a team to the NBA Finals. Nate McMillan took some teams that went deep in the playoffs. He took an Atlanta team that went to a conference finals not too long ago after they upset the Philadelphia 76ers. If you may remember, if you're a basketball fan, that's the series Ben Simmons kind of short-circuited in that series. So guys who have a lot of experience. One would have been good. I want to give the Lakers credit and JJ credit, because I would imagine they both deserve credit here. And the two coaches, for that matter, because not everybody's willing to do what they're doing. Everybody there deserves credit for making that work. Because one, a former head coach would have been great. Two is amazing.
When you look at who they hired, and I know there was talking about Alvin Gentry or Terry Stotts, who was coming here.
Terry went to Golden State. Yeah. Alvin is still on. I don't believe he's on a staff right now.
Yeah, then you start getting it used to be nobody wants to play with LeBron. Now nobody wants to coach with JJ. Look, when you're a successful head coach like that, you got to bring your ego down and you got to understand your role. And it's a lot for you to be the number two or three man there. But knowing that you can help in a different way, right? Where JJ Redick needs the help on learning how to run an organization, which is what he's doing right now. And you have Terry Stotts,
Scott Brooks and Nate McMillan.
Nate McMillan, who've done it with not much attention on them in different organizations, not exactly the best pieces for them when you consider a LeBron or an AD there.
Well, Scott Brooks went to the finals with a young Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
When you have these guys right now, right, where it's like you have to perform.
They were overachieving. Correct. 100%.
Yeah. So Scotty Brooks, you see Irvine guy. He's in there. Irvine Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He grinded his way to where he's at.
He's an anteater.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's from the Irvinians, like Pepe, right? So he grinded his way to where he's at. You see that, you're like, okay, that guy's smart. Because to get what Oklahoma City did at that time with those different young players,
different egos, and
figuring things out. Right. Nate McMillan, Nate's just awesome. He's a great NBA person who's going to know how to be the guy facilitating between the good cop and the bad cop, how to work and massage certain players' egos, and they can teach a lot. So that's great right there on the bench. What did we talk about last year? Darvin Ham was set up to fail because you would turn around and you didn't know what was going on that bench.
Right. He didn't have any of these kind of guys.
The support staff you need to have.
Right.
So I love that they hired these two.
And that the Lakers learned from that experience.
Yes. If they would have given just one, cool.
Right.
But you have a two and a three.
They nailed that part of it.
That's perfect.
For all the grief they're taking in free agency, deservedly so, okay?
Again,
you can say what you want. I'm fair. Okay, if they do something good, I'm going to tell you it was good. I love the coaching staff hirings. Love them.
I would have reminded Scotty Brooks gets hired as a head coach. You know, like wherever he's at, because that's the kind of guys that they are. They can give you that mentality. So that's great. Yes, I know before you start getting on the, but no, there is no but. You need to have quality staff. We have a perfect example here at the station. This show, if you have the good support staff, it makes everybody rise and sound better.
Right.
And we have that here. And that's what the Lakers are going to have. Now, it's going to be very important to see what kind of development guys he brings up, what kind of guys behind the scenes.
Well, I think Rondo was rumored to be on the staff. Yeah. We'll see if that happens. You know,
but at least you can have guys who are new to coaching and you have the salty vets that can blend that. That's hard to find anywhere.
No, 100%. So that's good. Now, as an organization, okay, I think they're trying to thread a needle, which is really hard to do.
Yeah,
which is basically play on two timelines. They're not, as I mentioned to you earlier, they could have gotten off of D'Angelo Russell or Gabe Vincent's contracts if they would have attached an asset. That's what teams do. That's what Dallas did to get off of Tim Hardaway. And that allowed them to sign Clay. But the Lakers are not willing to do that because they, as you've heard them, both Rob and JJ for that matter, talk about the now and also the development and the future. And it's hard to nail those two. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it is really, really difficult to nail. The Warriors couldn't do it. They just tried to do it with Klay and Steph and Draymond and Kuminga and those guys. Like, they couldn't do it. It's just really challenging to make that work. The Rams, actually, fascinatingly enough, now granted,
F them picks, right?
Right.
And then they had to rebuild.
Well, no. But wait, what I'm saying, like, they actually did it a decent job of it last year. They've got an older quarterback with Stafford and a wide receiver in Kupp who's not old, but he's now been hurt a number of times, right? So he's aging. And they had a young defense and Aaron Donald was there, right? Like, so football's a little easier because there's more positions, right? Mm-hmm. So like in that sense, like there are in basketball, because there's only so many people that can make a monster impact on your roster, you start to stunt people's growth potentially, right? Or you start to believe that guys who are not good enough, you start to believe that guys who are not great players are great players. You see what I'm saying? Because you have to fill certain gaps in ways that you wouldn't because you have a top-heavy roster from a financial standpoint and a talent standpoint. So you fall in love with guys who are good, and you can't fall in love with guys who are good in the NBA. But you got to fall in love with guys who are great.
Well, with the NFL, you got to give them a great lot of credit because they found a Cooper Kupp. They found a Puka Nacua. That's why the Lakers drafting Ahmed Shafino, you didn't know what you were going to get out of it, is important too.
But that's why it's smart to draft Dalton Knecht.
Absolutely.
Because he can plug and play.
Yeah, so if you look at last year's draft, you're like, you had a one-and-done kid who was good at the time. Everybody thought the projections, but you can't afford to miss because you've been missing so much before that.
But again, it's just hard to try to win it. Your goal is win a championship, but also develop. It's almost impossible balance to strike. And I'm not alone on this. Kendrick Perkins, our buddy, was on ESPN today, and he had this to say about this kind of notion of playing for two timelines here with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Number one, the GOAT does it again. The GOAT does it again. King James, longevity, and another $100 million in his bank account. Number two, I thought he was going to sign a 3-year deal for the 160 plus, but a 2-year deal with a player option on the back end tells me that we're coming to an end, that LeBron James is taking this year by year. And I wouldn't be surprised if this may be his last year playing the game of basketball. But most importantly, number three, is that he actually took the max dollars when he gave Rob Pelinka more than enough time to do something. He said he was going to take a pay cut for Rob Pelinka to go out there and search the market. We all know that LeBron James and wanted Klay Thompson. They missed out on that to the Dallas Mavericks. I don't know how, because all he had to do was offer something of nice quality to the Golden State Warriors to make a sign and trade happen, but he dropped the ball on that one. Here's the thing when it comes down to LeBron James and to the Los Angeles Lakers right now. To me, this seems like they're on two different pages. When it comes down to LeBron, the reason that he wanted to take a pay cut is for the simple fact he wants to win now at a high level. Every single time he steps on the floor, LeBron James is thinking about championships. Rob Pelinka is thinking about the future. And I think when you have someone like LeBron James, one who is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest player of all time, you got to take advantage of that. You got to take advantage of that and do what you need to do to make sure you put championship caliber players around him so he could go and complete the mission.
So, it's not easy to pull that off. No. Like, I don't envy Rob Pelinka in that scenario. That is a tough job, which is why he's openly talked about how difficult it is to make the trades that he's trying to make.
And Kendrick saying that LeBron wants to win championships. You know, I'm a bit skeptical about that, too, because you come to L.A. and there's a lot of different factors of what's going on. But him only having the 1 year, okay, cool. Rob, I'm going to give you enough time to figure out somebody that can help me out here. Not trading the assets, that's going to come back and bite Rob if they don't do anything productive this season, right? If they're not a good quality playoff team that can get towards a Western Conference. So for LeBron to say, you know what, I'm going to give you this time and you don't deliver, okay.
And right, because he wanted, everybody knew the time, McMiniman had been reporting the whole time. But when he leaves to Vegas to train for Team USA, that's it. He wants to sign the deal. So he gave him ample time in free agency, the first few days of free agency, which is where everything pretty much got done, to get something done, and it didn't happen.
And what Kendrick was saying about how you want to surround LeBron with pieces to win a championship, that's all Laker fans are asking for, is go out there and do what you can to give LeBron, who's going to be 40 years old, and AD, who has his question marks from certain people, the best support staff possible. We talked about support staff earlier. You want to give them all the assets, not a Colin Castleton, not a Jackson Hayes. You want to give them people that make you say, look, we're going to be dogs here. We're going to be contenders here. That's all Laker fans want. They don't want a GM who's just kind of hemming and hawing, going back
and straddling forward. The fence.
Exactly.
You're either all in or you're all out.
And what are you? You're going to be a team.
You're going to be in the middle, and in the middle is where you don't want to be.
And that's boring.
You don't want to be there.
It's frustrating.
Right. All right. Coming up next, let's get into Klay a little bit and his decision. Ramona wrote a really cool story about kind of Klay and everything that went on in Klay's decision to not go to the Lakers and leave Golden State and go to the Dallas Mavericks. So we'll get to that in a second. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Tequila Mandala. Oh, tomorrow it is going to be flowing. God bless America, because we've got tequila like Tequila Mandala here.
I'm on my way. I'll be there.
All right. So here we go. Award-winning artisanal small batch premium sipping tequila founded by a couple of guys just like you. One from Jalisco, Mexico. The other one born and raised down in Downey with a vision to create a sipping tequila mint for sharing with friends and loved ones. You've heard us talk about it. Clearly, you've heard us talk about it. You've seen us post about it. You've done it too. I've seen those pictures in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. You know it. Those beautiful, round, ceramic bottles. Just a conversation starter indeed. But nothing like the nectar of the gods inside. The Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, or the Extra Añejo. Man, celebrate with Tequila Mandala today. Follow their journey on their social channels, at Tequila Mandala. And again, whatever the occasion is, holiday party, 4th of July, it don't matter, man. Hey, we all love America. We got tequila in America. Let's celebrate America with tequila. Let's bring it all together, okay? Like one. The carne asada, which tomorrow will be happening for sure. Holiday party, anniversary, birthday, you name it. Go get it, man. Go do it. Tequila Mandala. Demand the extraordinary.
Are you ready to build your company's dream team? Just like in sports, finding skilled players is essential for success. With Robert Half's winning combination of specialized recruiting professionals and award-winning AI, we'll help you find the MVPs and key role players who will have you hanging banners in the rafters. Because in business, it's all about having the experienced team on your side. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Real quick, what's the easiest choice you can make? Window seat over middle? Beach vacation over camping? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Oh man, throw me back, 1995, leaving baseball practice at Carson High and the VW Bug with the bass tube in the back.
The bass tube,
the Alpine detachable face.
Is that really the car you had?
Yeah, I had my first car was a Bug. Detachable face with an amp underneath the seat.
I would have guessed Nissan Sentra.
Nah, I wish. Yeah. That would have been nice. It was a little... the magazine was Crutchfield, where you could buy speakers. So I was putting speakers in the car. Oh, I was hooked up. Yeah. Bought the CD at Tower Records by Delamo Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Which is now PetSmart.
You didn't go to the warehouse?
Warehouse was next door, but Tower Records. Yeah, because you want to hear the little boom. Look at DeAndre. You don't know about this, DeAndre.
Man, DJ Quick, this is one of my favorite songs, man.
Come on now. Tonight. I told you to come hang out with me tonight. You want to go?
Let's go.
All right, you're down. You're in.
Where are you going?
Dodger game. Me and DeAndre.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Hey. All right, let me go find some tickets now.
Oh, let me tell you something. You go with Beto, you're going to...
No, not tonight.
No?
It's bobblehead night. Crowded.
Oh, too hard?
It's crowded tonight.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're going to get...
You know what?
We're going to put you in the
left field pavilion. We're going to leave you there. Yeah. You don't know about left field pavilion, Big D.
I don't. I went to my first Dodgers game 2 years ago or a year ago, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to give you the tour tonight. Oh, it's on now.
Got to take off that hat, though, before you go.
Nah, I'm walking in with this.
You better not.
You better not. You don't even know what team you're wearing.
Oakland A's? I don't think anybody's going to care if he's wearing an Oakland A's hat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the Giants.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah. He's wearing a green shirt. That's why
you're... Right.
Did you even know what hat you were wearing?
Yeah, come on,
Bay
man.
Area adjacent.
Yeah, yo, let me tell you. The Oakland A's of the 90s.
Oh, with Ricky and the neon Mizunos.
I mean, and McGuire and Canseco. And look, there's actually a 30 for 30 on right now behind us about them.
Oh, McGuire. Yeah.
I mean, those teams were...
Terry Steinbach.
Dave Stewart.
Oh, he was so scary.
Bob Welch. Who also played for the Dodgers.
Carney Langford. I can name all... This is what me and Travis do every morning.
Those were good teams, yeah, man.
Dave Parker.
Listen, 90s was like my sweet spot on every sport. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta know sports now because it's what I do. Yeah. But like, I loved every sport in a way that I don't love it now because... I shouldn't say I don't love it, because I love sports, is what I do. But it's, again, part of it is work. Whereas back then it was not. I was a kid. I loved it. I knew, like, my sweet spot in the 90s was baseball and hockey. I could talk to you about hockey players in the 90s. Like, it's going out of style.
94, that hockey game. That
NHL 94 is the best game ever.
I never had video games, but I know that game.
All right, before I get to the Clay thing, I have a real question to ask. I have not bought a PlayStation or Xbox in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I got a PS4 at the house still that isn't even connected anymore. And I had an old Xbox. But this college football game may bring me out of retirement to buy a console.
What game? I don't know. I don't know video games, so I don't know what's going on.
They're doing the old NCAA game. Yeah. They hadn't done it for all those years because of the lawsuit.
I think almost like 15 years or so.
Really?
Yeah, it might have been whatever the year after Tim Tebow or whatever did it. Like, it was...
Maybe like 2013, I want to say.
Oh, yeah? Was it that long? Whatever. It's been over a decade. Yeah.
So you're going to play it now?
I'm just questioning. Like, here's the thing. Am I going to buy a $500 console?
That's how much they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. To then buy a $70 game that I may play once or twice. Like, that's the thing. Like... I mean, could I do it? Sure, yeah. I could do it. But I try to be conscious of, like, do I want to spend that kind of cash or something? I'm not going to. Like, I don't have the time.
You don't have time.
To be playing Dynasty Mode in college, EA 25 college football. Although I would love to do it. I don't have the time. Because now, like, during COVID, when everybody was home, I had a console and I was playing NBA 2K and whatever. Hell, we even did an NBA 2K game thing like around here, like a fake game. Like back then, that was the last time I've actually played video games.
So you were a video game guy?
Growing up.
Okay.
Not as much as an adult. I always had a console because every once in a while I'd like to play, and I would always buy like the Madden game or like the NBA game. But then as time went, once I had kids, it was impossible.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Sony can send you something. We got it.
I was just going to say, you could definitely do like the, pull the.
Hey there, I'm George Sedano.
No, Georgia can do it. We can do it for you.
Right.
There's somebody at Sony that's listening right now.
We could send say, it, hey, send it to he Bethel wants a Duran. Sample.
Send it to Bethel and Lindsay, and we will let George borrow it.
Usually, like these companies will send them to producers like, hey, does your talent want to check out this game, you know, and talk about it on
the
air?
I do. Yes, so I never played.
Give us a review.
What do you got, DeAndre?
My thing is that, okay, the last game that came out for NCAA was NCAA Football 14, and Denard Robinson was on the cover.
Denard Robinson, Michigan. Denard,
yeah.
There you go. Great.
But I must say, this EA Sports College Football 25, like, they put in a lot of work into this game.
I heard the details are insane.
The details are insane. Yeah. You know, they drop, like, different, like, sneak peeks of what the game is going to look
no,
like.
No, the reason I'm even contemplating it is because of what I've seen online.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm like, but it's the thing, like, sure, the money matters, but I'm like a cost-benefit analysis person in every aspect of my life. Am I gonna enjoy $570 worth of it? Like, is my question. Like, I don't know if I can commit enough time to enjoy $570 worth of time to it. You know what I mean?
Well, would you let Mattel play?
He's not ready young? For that. He's not
what
ready
about,
for that. Like, Mattel plays like Mario Kart. You know what I mean? And like those are the games he plays right now.
And the girl, no?
She plays like, she doesn't like sports games.
Okay.
She's like into like Animal Crossing, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Now, this could be good for you as a play-by-play man for the ACC network, right? Yeah. Because if you have Clemson against Duke, you can go play the video
game and be like,
and memorize the athletes.
Right, yeah. It could help that way.
I mean, that's how.
Although, do they have the real names or they have the numbers?
Yeah, they have the real names and my real numbers.
Then maybe that it's worth it for prep.
All in.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. They basically just had to opt in for it.
And opt in.
Oh, yeah. There you go. It could be prep.
It's prep.
Which may be.
Sorry, Mrs. Sedano, I'm prepping.
Could be an expense.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah, maybe. Right, I'd have to talk to the accountant about that. Got to talk to the accountant about that first.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll find a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All we need is one game.
Now that's different.
All right, who do I know is Sony?
So, okay, I'll do this, because I'm going to get the game regardless. So I'll bring it in studio, and then we'll play it, and I'll let you know.
Okay, we'll see what's up.
Exactly.
And we'll see what's up.
Well, we need a console.
Got a console.
He's got one.
You got one? The new one?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'll bring it in studio. We'll play, you know, get it cracking in here.
And then as a station of USC, we all need to learn the players.
Exactly. Right.
So we have to play.
Yeah, for sure.
SC against UCLA every week. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
I am now being swayed in a way. And if you bring the game, then I want to play. I have not played I have not played one of those games in forever. I would be so terrible, at least for the first few weeks or months of playing that game. But
and then you're going to end up being the best one here because you're going to get so locked in, huh?
I am kind of crazy that way. Yeah. Like, I will play. The problem is that that's the other thing is that I'm like, I got other things to do. Like, I can't be just like playing video games.
Okay, you're only allowed to play this game. This is it. You can't play any other.
Yeah. No, I only like playing the sports games for the most part. Okay. I don't like playing like I'm not like a Grand Theft Auto guy or any of that stuff. Just give me the football, the basketball, even the baseball every once in a while. Like, I used to buy one of them every other year, I feel like.
And NHL 94 for nostalgia.
Bro, NHL 94 was out of control, man. Not out of control. I used to have it for Super Nintendo back in the day.
Okay. That's why that scene in Swingers where they're
playing. What I was going to say. Was that the scene in Swingers?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Swingers.
When Luke Robitaille. Dude, the LA Kings were so nasty back then. Wayne Gretzky, Luke Robitaille. Ty, Rob Blake, like they were so good.
Why were you so hockey in the 90s?
Because hockey was on ESPN in the 90s.
Oh, was it in Florida?
It just started. Yeah. And then, yeah, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals as like a third-year franchise.
Okay.
Kind of like the Vegas team very early in their tenure.
Yeah, for me, it was junior high. The Kings were here in junior high. Yeah. And it was like all of a sudden everybody's mad at Marty McSorley in eighth grade science class.
Bro, I loved that LA Kings team. I used to love, when I played that video game, I used to play as the LA Kings all the time because I wanted to play as Gretzky, McSorley, and Rob Blake and those guys.
I just love that they had the Canadian anthem. Like yeah, in the like
that I used to play, and the baseball game I used to play back then when I was in like junior high, high school. I used to play Ken Griffey Jr. baseball.
He had his own game
for Super Nintendo.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a really good game because back in the day when I was a little kid, they had RBI baseball.
Oh, that's right.
Which was basically a bunch of little fat dudes running around.
And it was like they looked like South Park characters.
They looked like Cartman. They all looked like Cartman. I swear to God, they did. They all looked like Cartman for sure.
And you didn't know where the ball was going. All of a sudden, home run, right?
Whatever, dude. But that's all we had back then. You know what I mean? Like it was what it was. But when Ken Griffey Jr., the graphics were a little better. It's nothing like it is now, but it was definitely better. But RBI baseball was just like a bunch of Eric Cartmans running around. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, I never played, but my friends had it. So I would like watch. I'm like overlooking over the shoulder.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the Clay story after in the 6 o'clock hour because we got Radio Tinder next. And then we've got Blake Harris, our Dodger insider, who will join us. Why are you laughing?
Because my phone's just blowing up. I'm like, something happened to my kids.
About video games?
It's can't wait for the game to drop. Heck yeah. Sedano knows what's up. Buy it. Don't be a cheapskate.
All right. We'll figure it out. All right. Radio Tinder's next.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Flex your business with an American Express Business Gold Card. You'll earn 4 times membership rewards points on your top 2 eligible spending categories, like transit and electronics, each month, on up to $150,000 in combined purchases per year. Plus, you can now earn 3 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/business-gold. Amex Business Gold, built for business by American Express.
Oh, but Beto, you have a read here?
Yeah, but everybody's yelling at me, trying to be my friend with NHL and baseball and football. But
you have to talk about Asada Fest.
Because you got to be my friend for carne asada. That's what you need. Asada Fest is coming July 13th, right? The day after the softball game. And what you need to know is that you need to listen to the station. And specifically right now to Sedano and Cap. When you hear the cue to call, be caller number 7. Correctly answer the trivia question based on today's show. The winner will go with me because you're getting a pair of VIP tickets to Asada Fest at Rolly Greens in downtown LA. The inaugural Asada Fest is presented by Northgate Market. Go to theasadafest.com for tickets and more info.
You guys got to guess the movie. It's a movie theme, not a TV theme, but you got
to
guess
it. This is Back to the Future.
Oh, so good.
Like, yeah. I was watching it last night. Back to Future 3.
Listen, me and George got into an argument because he tried to tell me that he thinks Back to the Future 2 is better than Back to the Future 3.
Back to the Future 3 sucks.
I like Back to the Future
3. 3, I only like it because it's the Westerns. I love Western kind of stuff. 2 is
much better. Not my 2 is much better.
But 2 is a jam right there.
Yeah. I like think 3 is better than 2.
2 is the best because, hello, you know you're talking to the degenerate gambler here. So
I
wish I could go and get that book.
Yeah.
One's the best.
The Sports Almanac.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they actually went into the future.
I wanted those shoes from part two.
Oh, they actually came out, didn't they?
Yeah, the Nike Mag. Yeah, I want those.
Right, and they had predicted a Cubs-Marlins World Series. Although they didn't realize they were playing. The Marlins didn't exist back then, so they didn't realize they would be in the same league. But it was kind of funny.
Oh, if they would have gotten something like that right, that would be great.
Yeah, well, the Simpsons do it all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time the Simpsons get stuff like that right, which is just like super random.
A lot of the time, though, people pretend.
Oh, no, they Photoshop it now, but there was some stretch of time where they absolutely did that.
Yeah, I believe the Simpsons over Aliens. Yeah.
Do you think Back to the Future will ever be remade, like rebooted?
No, don't do that.
They said they won't. They said that they won't.
No, you should never do that.
They remake everything, reboot everything.
But that series, leave it alone. I hate that they reboot everything.
The original creator of that series said that he will never do any type of like
as long as he's living. But I think once he goes, somebody might want to get the, you know, the right to it and try to make it reboot or whatever
and make it like even further into the future. I mean I'm with you, Fungi. Someone may try to get the rights to it, but I don't think it needs it. I honestly, and you know, I didn't think the Karate Kid needed a reboot, and they did it with Jackie Chan and Will Smith's son, you know, a number of years ago. Like I think there are certain movies you just don't need. Like it's fine. Like it, like that movie, granted it's in the 80s, but it like the themes of high school kids pretty much hold up in the same ways, you know?
And you drive by that mall every day, right, Fudge?
Oh, yeah, La Puente Mall, baby. Yeah.
There you go.
That's like a tourist attraction for me. The mall where they did the
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Well, so Evan Cohen, who hosts Unsportsmanlike, he's a big 90210 fan.
Oh, yeah, I'll take him.
And I took him to the place in Hermosa Beach.
The house?
The house.
Oh.
Yeah, the one on the Strand. And he was like, he looked like a child.
The beach house.
Right. He was like stunned. Like he couldn't believe where he was.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't take him to the high school. Torrance High.
No, I didn't take him to Torrance High.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not too far either, but
yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Right by the mall.
Right. But there's a lot of those. I mean, the Brady Bunch house was a thing for a long time. Yeah. They just sold it, I think, to somebody, right?
All the East Coast people.
Funch just said that it's right by where we're going to be playing softball.
Like, it's going to be like less than 10 minutes away from where we're playing softball games.
Oh, so, I need to go there and like fill my car, like, you know.
Let's go around.
Get the DeLorean. Let's go, Liz.
All right. So, Radio Tinder. PK Subban has spent the past...
Subban
has spent the past few years contributing to ESPN's coverage of the Stanley Cup Final, and he encountered a very unexpected issue after the conclusion of this year's championship series, and he had no idea why until he went to the doctors the other day. So, apparently, at the end of the series, he started having this really bad pain in his ear, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse to the point where he thought that he had like some kind of ear infection. So he went to the doctor to figure out what was going on, and they did a little exam and found out that he had a chunk of his earpiece that he was wearing during the Stanley Cup Finals broadcast
lodged
stuck
in his
ear.
Yeah.
And he had no idea. It got stuck against his eardrum. He said it was the most excruciating pain that he's ever felt. And I don't know how it took him like...
And he was a tough guy hockey player.
Yeah. Right. And I don't know how it took him a week to figure that out. He had a little piece of his earpiece stuck in there, but...
Bro, how much are you shoving it in there, dude? I mean, listen, I work with one here, and I use one at games all the time, and it's like... I don't know. Like I don't know how. I mean, it gets loud in some of these places.
Yeah.
But get the double ears, bro. That's what I would say. Whenever you're in an arena, get double ears, man, or a stadium even now. Like all these places are loud.
Oh yeah, hockey too. It's got to be so loud.
The music, honestly, it's just the music that they play in these arenas. It's so loud that you need the double ears. So like, bro. My PK, I would as a rookie broadcaster, I would have told you get the double ears, bro.
So I was gonna ask you guys
to save your one ear.
Yeah. With this being a work-related injury.
Workman's comp?
Yeah, workman's comp situation, maybe.
I don't know. Call HR.
Have you guys ever experienced any type of like weird work-related health snafu injury or anything like this?
No, but at ESPN, if that happens, they have to document that. Like, there's an accident report like that they have to fill out. So if that happened while he was doing the finals, somebody now in HR is filling out that paperwork now.
It's Disney. They're making sure every single detail.
Yeah, we always joke like, hey, let's not have any accident reports while we're on the road.
I have not been part of any. I mean,
no.
we could always say that like Mace's track record at like events outside the station, he did not fare well with that.
Right.
I don't think he's ever injured himself like in studio.
Right, no.
Oh, wait, no, I take that. But didn't he do something with his eyebrow?
He broke his foot when they had a TV show
many years ago.
It was like in the
90s,
though, right?
Pre like Disney.
Yeah, that was on his Fox shows. No, I've never had a real job, knock on wood. So, I mean, fortunately, I've never been around something like that. I guess the only time I've ever had issues, I would say workman's comp, is when I was a paper boy and the pit bull bit my ankle.
Oh, damn,
I'm still traumatized. That's why I don't like dogs.
Why you don't like Chewy.
Or any dog. But yeah, I mean, I was 11. What am I going to do? File HR complaint to the Daily Breeze? No.
Have you guys ever had like a weird ear injury though? Like speaking of like...
Oh, I'm scared of those. Dude, I'm scared of
what?
Those.
Ear. Like an ear injury. Like an ear... I'm very
prone. No, ear stuff is yeah, it's not weird. Well, I had an equilibrium problem once. What do they call it? Vertigo. I would never wish it on my worst enemy.
So when I was probably like 13 or 14, my older sister and I got into a big fight, and I was sitting at the computer and she came up behind me and smacked me, and she had like her hand was cupped and it ruptured my eardrum.
Yeah, I believe it.
So I had to get like a tube in my ear for like so it would heal the right way, and I didn't have to do like swimming in high school or anything like that. To this day, I still like can't go underwater for long periods of time because I would get really bad ear infections if I did. But yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, I will tell you this. Yeah, like I mean, in 2019, I remember we had that kind of pretty big earthquake in Las Vegas during Summer League.
Oh yeah,
and I was in the elevator in the hotel. I had come back, which is like the worst place to be for an earthquake.
In an elevator, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing was like going left, right, left, and my head was going like left, right, like snapping, and I was all out of sorts for a second there too, just because of like how violently the thing was shaking in the hotel. And I had just come back from the arena, but you don't want that kind of equilibrium problem. Like
my
don't.
Mom suffers from vertigo and she's 82.
It's brutal. You don't want that. Dude.
I help take care of her. So she's fine. But when her vertigo hits,
it's bad. Dude.
And Chris Ward actually heard about this. And he's like at the pickleball. He's like, hey man, I got something for your mom. I'm like, I'm not going to give my mom who's 82 something that you got, Chris. He's like, no, this is perfectly fine. We have it for people who deal with vertigo. Yeah. So one time, 3 a.m, she had a little spell. I gave her one of Chris's gummies, and my mom just calmed down. I was like, oh, there you go. Snap,
yeah,
Chris
Ward. There's not a lot that you can do about it.
I voted for you. It's ugly. It really is.
All right, what's next?
Funchy's got one.
All right, guys, remember Barbenheimer?
No.
The day that Barbie and Oppenheimer opened up in the box office.
At the same time.
At the same office.
Okay.
Yes.
I have still not seen the Barbie movie. I did see Oppenheimer on a plane, and Oppenheimer was an incredible film.
All right, so get ready for Wiccanator. Wiccanator is a day.
John Wick and the Terminator?
No, November
22nd. Oh, that would be a good guess.
November 22nd, Gladiator 2.
No!
And yes, Gladiator 2 and the film adaption of the play Wicked will be hitting the theaters at the same time.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have an interest to see either, to be honest with you.
Really?
I probably
Gladiator 2, it's going to have Denzel Washington.
Oh, I'm going to see that.
Pedro Pascal, what's his name?
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
They're going to be in Gladiator 2. Yeah.
I
Gladiator's getting remade?
It's going to be
a sequel. Okay, so
Mandalorian did it? I'm watching it.
Is it after he dies?
Yeah, actually the main character, I don't know what the guy's name
Maximus.
Is. I mean I don't know what the actor's name.
Is it going to be Lucius?
It's going to be the actor, whatever it is, his son later on in like 20 years later.
So
I thought his kids died though.
His kids died, but it's Lucius who was the son of the queen.
Oh.
And the one who said, I choose you, Spaniard. I shall root for you, Spaniard.
Right.
You know, Gladiator is like my top three.
Really?
I watch it. I don't know.
Denzel Washington. Good actors are going to beat us in here.
Denzel does not make bad movies.
No, he does. I just.
I just didn't need it. Is what I would say. Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. I don't know if I'll go. It takes a lot to get me to the theater these days. I gotta
be honest.
You guys
are not Wicked fans. No one wants to watch Wicked.
No, I'm not interested in Wicked at all.
That's a
good play. Really good play.
Oh, I'm sure it's a great play.
Great play.
Yeah. I
never expected Funchy to say Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great play. I've seen it. I saw it at the Pantages.
Straight up takes me a lot to get to the theater these days.
I'm here.
I have not been to the movie theater. I'm trying to think.
There's certain movies that you have to see in theater. Like, I took my nephew to see Godzilla Minus Zero or whatever.
They're not going to
movie. Other than taking my kids to a movie.
They're not going.
Like, I think the last one, how long ago was this? Probably like 6-7 years ago. No, I definitely have gone after that. But I just don't remember now. But it's I know I saw the Star Wars movies in the theater. I didn't even see the last Batman movie. I saw that at home when I had COVID. I'll never forget. Yeah, I just don't go to the theater that often anymore.
I haven't seen a movie without the kids in a movie theater in over a decade.
Do you guys ever go to the drive-in? Is that a thing out here?
No.
Nah.
There's some drive-ins
there's
out here.
There's a couple.
There's a pop-up. There was a pop-up drive-in pre-COVID.
Yeah,
I love the drive-in.
No.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need a drive-in in my life. I'm fine. Yeah. Like, I actually am okay. If I'm going to go, I'm fine with going to the movie theater.
Yeah, we spend enough time in the car. I'm trying to...
Well, when my friends go, we take chairs. We take, like, lounge chairs and we sit out in front of the chairs and... It's a good time.
I bet you have on my phone. I could probably figure out what movies I saw. Anyway, that is Radio Tinder, brought to us each and every day by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Beto, tell us about your friends at Northgate Market.
Well, my friends are now family. Northgate Gonzalez Market. Family has roots in Jalos, Jalisco, Mexico. And the cool thing about that, that's about an hour and a half away from where my parents are from in Nochislan, Zacatecas. So this weekend, I stocked up, not only because it's 4th of July, but because this Saturday, I'm working a fight in Ontario, and afterwards, my brother, the principal, is having his retirement party. So I had to go and get hooked up. Northgate Gonzalez took care of me. The medals of the carne asada game at Northgate Gonzalez Market, they're not only the best carne asados in town, they are the real experts. I asked them, like, you know what? We have a big group coming, but I don't want to grill for everybody because not everybody likes the asada. So they gave me some pollo on the side. They gave me different suggestions, also the advice on how to make it. The carniceros take pride in everything they do. That's why they're called the medals of the carne asada game. So go find your local Northgate, whether it's in Paramount or Wilmington, where you and I go, George, or in Orange County, wherever it's at. Northgate Gonzalez Market will take care of you. You need something for the carne asada? Boom. You need something for 4th of July? Boom. You need something for Saturday, Sunday? Boom. You need something for the All-Star Game next week? Boom. Because the tailgate next week is going to be taken care of by Northgate Gonzalez Market. The Gonzalez family taking care of you for over 40 years. You need the chorizo, the cecina, the ranchera marinade, whatever it is you need, they have for you. So find a store near you at northgatemarket.com. Northgate Gonzalez Market, every visit has a story.
All right. I look back on my ticket purchases for the movies. In 2023, I saw two movies. One of them is a kid's movie.
Yep.
You want to guess what it is?
I have no clue.
Video game. It was a video game.
I'm out of the kid's loops. I don't know.
It was Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers. I saw that in April. And in March, I saw a sequel that is a sports movie. It was the third installment.
Sports movie.
You work in it in the sport very regularly.
Oh, Creed 3.
Yes. Those are the last two movies I've seen in the theater.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good. It wasn't as good as the first two, but it was good.
I've seen it on the plane. Michael B, man. That's my guy.
It was, I would say the first movie was incredible.
Yeah.
The second movie was also really, I mean, awesome. Third one was very, 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 very good.
So I'm trying to get into the Creed movies. So Stitch Duran, the cut man, is involved with it, and he's good friends with everybody on the set. I'm like, Stitch, find me a role. You know who got in it? Chris Mannix got in, man.
No way! Oh, that's right, he did. Chris Mannix was in. Yeah, I did see him.
I mean, I never liked him before, and I really don't like him.
All right, Blake Harris, who we like, and I like Chris Mannix.
No,
Blake,
I do too.
Blake Harris,
he's a good friend. He's
joins
good friend.
Us next to Talk Dodgers.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
I got a funny Google Translate story to tell you guys later. It worked, is what I'll say. I'll just leave it at that. Now, Blake Harris, our Dodger insider, joins us every Thursday usually, much like Dr. Clapper, but since there's no show tomorrow because of the 4th of July, America's birthday, Blake joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter at Blake H. Harris. Subscribe to his Substack where he does the Lord's work when it comes to your Los Angeles Dodgers, and his podcast is Inside the Ravine. Blake, we were talking about movies, and I saw you participated in the Circle of Trust and said the movie theater down the street from you has one of those passes where you can get unlimited movies for a year, and you've done 43 movies?
43. I had to double check that my math was right before I tweeted that, but yeah, we're at 43 as we enter July.
I went back. I've seen three movies since 2022. In 2 years, In 2 years, I have seen three movies: Top Gun Maverick, Creed 3, and Super Mario Brothers. That is it. In a theater.
That's an interesting trio. I'll give you that. Actually, out of those three, I saw the first two. Never saw Mario. Didn't get around
to it. Super Mario Brothers, I went with my daughter. She loved it. I thought it was really funny, too. Like, I liked it, so... And obviously I played the game a ton when I was a kid, so there was that. Speaking of playing games, okay, you are a college football guy, Harris Highlights on YouTube. All right, should I get the PS5, I've never bought one, and get the college football game, because it's been a decade since there was a college football game, when I don't have a lot of time to begin with, and the chances are I'll play it for a little while, and then we'll never play it again. Will I get $570 worth of game time out of it?
George, I'm with you on this. That's what I've been trying to figure out, because I have the old Xbox 360 and nothing hasn't been touched. The only time I ever played is when I play NCAA 14, and I'm in the same boat where I'm thinking, is it worth dropping close to $600 to play the game? But like you mentioned, that sounds like a company expense when you're trying to do your prep, when you're doing all these
ACs. You too, Harris Highlights. That's all I'm saying. You know, yeah. You should check with your accountant.
Yeah. I'll see if I can write it off. But just short answer, 100%, because this game looks like it's going to be off the rails.
I love it. All right. Well, but then I'm being convinced more and more. All right. Let's talk Dodgers here. I saw one of your stories, so I'll let you elaborate about it. This starting staff could probably use some help. Like, right? Like, if they were going to do something here in the next couple of weeks, it would be starting pitching, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people over the last couple of weeks, everyone's been kind of talking about how the Dodgers really need to add a bat. And I still think the Dodgers could add a bat, whether that's an infielder or an outfielder, but their starting rotation has just taken so many hits over the last month or so, and I really think this team needs to go after a starting pitcher. Walker Buehler's on the IL for an unknown amount of time. Don't know when he's going to come back or if he's even going to be effective when he comes back. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he's on the IL. Sounds like he's not even throwing yet. I mean, who knows when he comes back. Bobby Miller, he's missed 2 months, and he hasn't been good since he returned. Obviously, Clayton Kershaw had the setback. There's no idea when we could see him return. And Tyler Glasnow, this is a guy, although he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year, he's known for getting injured so many times, and he's going to surpass his career innings limit just like in the next week or so. He might go down with an injury and be put on an innings limit. So the Dodgers, they could definitely use a starting pitcher, maybe even two ahead of the trade deadline, depending on who's available.
Yeah, you always want to have starting pitching, and no matter if you're in first place or last place. Clayton Kershaw, and I know he's not going to come in and give you the seven innings. He's not going to be the Kershaw of old. But when he goes to Cucamonga, then he has a setback. So what's the latest on him?
Yeah, so, you know, he came back out of that Rancho Cucamonga start. I think it was last week, I want to say, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Had some soreness, but I guess the good thing, if there's a silver lining, it wasn't anything that was too serious. Clayton Kershaw has been shut down, but it sounds like based on the reports, things are going smoothly, and he's still expected to be back maybe end of July, early August. So with that, I'll believe it when I see it, because this was a major surgery that he underwent, and the fact that after his first rehab start, he already had to kind of be shut down. So I guess plan for maybe early August, but yeah, he still has a ways to go because it doesn't sound like a rehab starts coming anytime soon.
All right, we are talking to Blake Harris, our Dodger insider here. We'll continue talking to him in just a second, but first I want to tell you about our friend Jacob and Ronnie. 4th of July is tomorrow. The holiday leads to a busy day on the roads in general, so our friend Jacob wants everyone to be extra careful. But if you do get into an accident and you have an unfortunate incident, make sure you call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Tell him Sedano, Mason, and the crew at 710 sent you, okay? A lot of people out there on the roads, they get injured in the water as well, on a boat or some sort of watercraft. You have rights, okay, to recover damages from those injuries, even if they don't happen on the road, whatever kind of accident it is. Jacob is the man to call. Auto accident, water injury, slip or fall, you name it. Call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Tell him Sedano, Mason, and the crew at 710 sent you. If you're injured tonight, tomorrow, whatever it is, call Jacob. His team doesn't take a day off. They're available when you need them at 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB. His team will handle all the details for you so you can go back and enjoy the holiday. Jacob offers free consultations. You don't pay a penny out of pocket unless you win your case. When you call an attorney, you want one who's respected, so call Jacob because he's the real deal. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com. So, Blake, let me ask you this. Miguel Rojas, He's been more than serviceable in this situation. Shouldn't they just keep him here in this spot? We know he's a great defender, but he's been hitting well enough. Like, when Mookie comes back, shouldn't you just keep Rojas at short?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, whenever Mookie comes back, Miguel Rojas needs to be the starting shortstop. And defensively, we know he's one of the five best, you know, shortstops in all of baseball. He's great there. But offensively this year, I mean, I don't know what's working. I don't know if he's drinking something from the fountain of youth. But this is, like, what, his 10th, 11th season, and he's having his best season at the plate. So he's been one of the Dodgers' best hitters, and barring an injury, I don't know how you can send him, you know, back to the bench. So hopefully when Mookie's back, they got Rojas as the everyday starting shortstop.
All right, so Rojas, I love him. He does what he does. No, we're going to go deep dive into the minors real quick.
I need more Cubans on this roster. We already got a couple.
Well, we need some Mexicans on the roster. Hey, a guy that I know very well, Warren Hizon, San Diego State, Alan Trejo, got a big hit for OKC. He cleared waivers from the Rockies. Could he be somebody to move up in the defensive side?
Say that name again, Bob.
Alan Trejo.
Alan, oh, the guy that they just signed the other day from the Rockies.
Yeah, man.
I definitely think 100% he can. I mean, we know the Dodgers, they like these reclamation projects. He didn't really have the best numbers over there with the Rockies over the last couple of years.
Like Biggio.
Yeah, this is the guy
Although the other day on Saturday he had an error and he was terrible. He has not been a good reclamation project, but in theory he would be.
Yeah, I forgot Trejo was a local guy. Where'd you say he was again from?
Warren High, Downey, just like Tequila Mandala.
There you go. Well, if that's the case, call him up. Write him up.
There you go. Blake, how much better is Philly than the Dodgers? If they are, or maybe you don't think they're better than the Dodgers.
It's a really tough one. Those are clearly the two best teams in the National League. I do think the Phillies have the edge when it comes to the starting rotation. I mean, they have three or four guys that honestly could be in the second contention at this point. But when it comes to the lineup as a whole, now obviously both teams have a number of injuries. I will take the Dodgers lineup and their bullpen as well, but two really, really good teams. Hopefully they're fighting for it in the NLCS in October.
Blake Harris, our Dodger insider here with us. By the way, all of us here at 710 wishing you a very safe and happy 4th of July weekend. Tomorrow, the 9-hour LA Sports Mega Block has the holiday off, and you can hear play-by-play of Phillies Cubs, speaking of the Phillies, starting at 10:30 in the morning. It's a little breakfast with baseball. And then the LAFC Battle of the Galaxy, El Tráfico from the Rose Bowl coverage begins here on 710 at 7 p.m. We'll be back on Friday with live and local shows all day long. Happy 4th of July from LA's Mega Sports Station, 710 ESPN. What do you got on the plans for tomorrow? Anything cool before we let you go?
First things first, got to watch that hot dog eating contest in the morning.
Yes.
Joey Chestnut not being there, heartbreaking. I need to see my guy eating 65 hot dogs. But outside of that, keeping it local, going to do some grilling, enjoy the pool, and then my little hometown, they do a nice little firework performance in the library park. So we'll be hitting that up tomorrow night.
All right. Sounds good, Blake. Blake Harris, our Dodger insider. Follow him on Twitter, at Blake H. Harris. Subscribe to the man's Substack. He's doing the Lord's work about your Los Angeles Dodgers there and the podcast Inside the Ravine. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you guys as always. Beto, enjoy that game tonight.
He said enjoy the game tonight. He took his headphones off.
Bobblehead night. Let's go.
All right, man. See ya. There he is, Blake Harris. All right, quick break. Coming back in a couple minutes. I want to talk about the Ramona story she wrote about Clay and him leaving the Warriors, not going to the Lakers, going to Dallas. And also, Raider fan, don't ever say I don't have anything for you that's positive, potentially. All right, we're going to do that next as well. Stick around.